Well, good afternoon.
Afternoon.
下午好。
So glad to see you.
很高兴再看到大家。
And I welcome you. You're the faithful remnant who came out on this cold afternoon.
你们这些剩下来不怕冷的人今天都来了。
And we know that many of our brothers and sisters are in Chicago for a conference this weekend, and we wish them God's blessing.
我们有些弟兄姐妹们在芝加哥参加大会，我们祝他们一切都好。
I'm glad to have my wife with me again this afternoon.
我很高兴我的夫人也今天跟我在一起。
And we certainly want to welcome any visitors who may be with us.
我们当然也欢迎在我们当中有没有新来的访问的。
Let me invite you to join your hearts with mine in a brief word of prayer.
那你跟我一起，我们祷告。
Lord, we ask that you would speak to us now through the preaching of your word.
主啊，我们借着今天的讲道，请求你向我们去讲解。
Father, help our hearts to be open to all that you have for us.
父啊，打开我们的心，让我们接受你为我们准备的一切。
We ask, Lord, that you would challenge us to walk in greater obedience.
让我们挑战，告诉我们在怎么样更能顺服你。
And encourage us, Lord.
也鼓励我们，主啊。
As we end this year and look forward to the beginning of a new year.
在我们结束这一年，我们盼望着未来的一年。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们靠主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Things are not always what they appear.
事情跟我们所看到的不完全一样。
Some of you may have been reminded of that as you opened your Christmas gifts.
当你们打开圣诞节礼物的时候，就会再一次提醒你们。
You thought you were getting an iPhone.
你以为你会得到一个 iPhone。
And it was a gift card to IHOP.
是你到一个餐馆的一个礼券。
Ladies, you thought it was a box of perfume.
你以为是一盒的香水。
It was an Xbox.
原来是一个电子游戏。
Maybe some of the young people here thought grandmother had given them some Beats audio headphones.
So, 有的年轻人以为祖父祖母给他们那个耳机
But they were earmuffs
就是保护耳朵的套子
Things are not always what they appear
事情不像总看起来一样的
Today, and I'm going to continue on the times that I visit We're going to begin a series from the book of James
从今天开始跟我以后在这里一起跟你们分享雅各书。
I love this book.
我很喜欢这本书。
It's a book that's practical.
这是很实际的。
It's down to earth.
这跟我们生活有密切关系的。
It's honest. It's real.
是真的，也是真实的。
It's all about real life and real faith.
是跟真的信心跟真的生命有关系的
In fact, that's going to be our theme for the studies in the book of James, real faith
这也就是我们研究雅各书的主题就是真的信心
Let me define that for you so you understand what I mean when I say real faith
我给你下一个定义是你了解我说什么是真的信心
Real faith is a profound confidence in the character and person of Jesus Christ.
真正的信心就是对主耶稣基督他的个性、他的个人有深切的了解。
That results in obedience to the will of God.
因为这个缘故，我们会很顺服神的旨意。
Once again,
再一次了
it's a profound confidence in the person and character of Jesus Christ.
就是我们在耶稣基督的个性上，我们有深切的信心
that results in a practical obedience to the will of God.
这个就会带来我们对 神完全的顺服。
And in this book, we're going to discover how real faith works in a number of real life situations.
在这本书里面，我们会看在各种不同的真的生命的经验中，怎么应用真的信心。
And how faith develops our character as followers of Jesus Christ.
那么信心怎么样帮助我们能够发展我们是跟随基督的个性。
But before we look at the passage we're going to consider this afternoon,
在我们今天下午要讨论的
let me just note something significant that comes in verse 1.
我首先告诉你们第一节有什么重要性。
Notice to whom the book is addressed.
你看一下这本书是写给什么人的。
James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes scattered among the nations.
做神和主耶稣基督仆人的雅各，请散住12个支派之人的安。
Now, of course, he's speaking in particular here about the Jews in the diaspora.
So, 他这里所谈的是那一些散居在外邦的犹太人。
But this book is speaking in particular to people who have been scattered to other nations.
这就是在不同的国家里面是寄居的。
People who for whatever reason have been forced to leave their homeland.
这些人为了不同的原因被强迫离开他们的家乡。
And as a result, are facing a whole set of unique circumstances.
因此，他们会面对一些很特别的状况。
I wonder if any of you can identify with that.
你们可能也可以有同样的经验想象。
See, I believe the book of James is very significant for those who may be living in a culture that is not their mother culture.
也就是说，这雅各书可以帮助那一些不是住在他们自己所熟悉的文化背景当中的。
Now, the first messages this afternoon and the next time I come,
今天下午跟我下一次来。
We will discover how real faith responds to the trials and temptations we experience in life.
我们会讨论怎么样在这个受到诱惑的时候，受到灾难的时候，以真的信心来应付。
Today we want to consider how real faith responds to outward trials.
那么今天我们讨论一下怎么样靠着真的信心来对付外来的灾难。
That's why we've entitled the message Real Faith in Tough Times.
这是为什么我说的今天的题目是艰难时的真信心。
Next time I come, I think it's in March sometime.
我下次大概是三月份的时候来。
Then we'll look at how real faith responds to our inward trials and temptations.
我会跟大家讨论这个真的信心怎么样帮助我们对付内心的诱惑跟。
How does real faith respond to tough times?
真的信心如何来处理艰难的时候？
All of us have experienced difficult times.
我们每一个人都碰到过这种艰难的时候。
Sometimes these trials come because we live in a broken world.
有的时候我们就来是因为我们这个世界是败坏的。
Where we experience sickness and accidents and disappointments.
我们会有失望，我们会有灾祸，我们会有疾病。
A broken world where we find broken relationships.
在这一个败坏的世界里面，我们有很多人际关系也都破坏了。
We experience job loss and financial stress.
我们会受到失业，或者是经济上有困难。
And other tragedies.
和其他的悲剧。
Sometimes the trials, the difficulties come because we're followers of Jesus Christ.
有的时候，我们这些困难是因为我们跟随基督所得到的。
We're being persecuted.
我们被逼迫。
And other times, as we've seen, they come because we may be living in a different culture.
有的时候，我们这些可能是因为我们住在不同的文化背景中。
Culture different than what we are used to.
这种文化跟我们以前所熟悉的不一样。
The point here at the beginning of the book of James seems to be that tough times are to be expected.
所以在这个主题里面，雅各几乎是说这一些艰难的时间是必定会发生的。
Notice in verse 2, the text does not say if you face various trials. It says whenever you face trials of many kinds.
你注意看第二节，他没有说假如你们落在百般试炼中，他只是说当你们落在百般试炼中。
Brothers and sisters, tough times are to be expected.
所以弟兄姐妹们，这个试炼艰难的时间是必定会发生的。
Even in the life of believers.
甚至于是信徒的夫妇。
Jesus told his disciples in John 16:33.
在约翰十六章三节这里说，耶稣说，
In the world you will have tribulation.
在这世上你们有苦难。
But he also said, take heart.
他就说，不要担心。
I have overcome the world.
我已经战胜了这个世界。
Amen?
Amen.
Now what does James teach about real faith in tough times?
那么保罗教，不是保罗，雅各怎么样教我们在艰难的时候的真信心呢？
The answer comes in verse 2.
在第二节里面也答案。
Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds.
所以我们落在弟兄姐妹们，如果你们落在百般试炼中，都要以为大喜乐。
Real faith considers trials as pure joy.
这个真的信心认为。苦练 是一个纯洁的喜乐。
Why?
为什么？
What is this? Some kind of Christian masochism?
难道这是基督徒自以为受苦为乐吗？
No.
不是。
Because, as we're going to discover, things are not always what they appear.
我们可以看到事情跟他想象中都不一样的。
And we're going to find four reasons in our text.
我们今天从这段经文里面找到四个答案。
That show us why we can respond to the tough times with pure joy.
告诉我们为什么能够在百般试炼中以为大喜乐。
The first reason comes in verses 3 and 4.
第一个原因在第三节跟第四节。
Your trials, your tough times lead to maturity.
因为你们的苦难是带你养成你们忍耐。
Because, verse 3, you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance.
第三节，因为知道你们的信心经过试验就生忍耐。
You see, real faith knows something.
真的信心知道一些事情。
It knows that tough times work for us, not against us.
真的信心知道试炼是为我们的好处，不是为我们的坏处。
Tough times work for us by producing in us a quality that we need as followers of Jesus Christ.
所以试炼让我们有忍耐，可以继续做基督的。跟随者
endurance or perseverance
也就是忍耐
and brothers and sisters the only way the Lord can develop perseverance in your life and in my life
弟兄姐妹们这个试炼只能够在我们心里面让我们产生忍耐
is by allowing us to go through difficulties.
是因为让我们经过困难。
endurance cannot be obtained by reading a book.
忍耐靠看书得不到的。
You can't get it by listening to a sermon, not even this one.
你就是听讲道，甚至听今天的讲道，也不会让你生忍耐。
Well, some of you are persevering right now.
你们现在可能在忍受。
You know, endurance, perseverance doesn't come by praying.
忍耐不是靠祷告来。
It comes by facing and going through the tough times.
我们能够忍耐，是因为我们面对的试炼，也经过这一些试炼。
That's where we learn to persevere.
那个时候，我们才会学习到忍耐。
I learn to persevere when I'm facing some opposition in my life.
当我在生命中有敌对的时候，我会学习忍耐。
But I push on all the same in faith and obedience.
所以，假如我用我所有的信心跟顺服来抵抗。
One of my New Year's resolutions, I got started on it about a month early.
我今年的新年的决志，我早一个月就开始了。
Is to get back in the gym and start working out again.
就回到体育馆去再开始运动。
The doctors tell me at my age, the single most important thing I can do is be active and working out.
在我这个年龄最重要的就是要能够去锻炼身体。
And you know, I'm this old kind of weakling of a guy in the gym, but I see these other guys with, you know, huge muscles walking around.
我到了那个体育馆，看到那些人都有很强壮的肌肉，更不像我这么软弱。
How do people build? And by the way, that's not my aspiration to look like that. Okay.
您不要想我，这不是我想要变成的人的样子。
But how do people build physical muscle?
人怎么样锻炼出他那个肌肉呢？
Well, muscles grow as they're exercised and as they face resistance.
我们的肌肉的成长是当我们运动的时候，我们遇到了抵抗。
Friends, it's the same with spiritual muscle.
所以这个信心就是我们属灵的肌肉。
Spiritual muscle grows as it's exercised in facing resistance.
所以属灵的肌肉是当我们用它来面对的试炼的时候得到的训练。
So the tough times are building perseverance, endurance into our lives.
所以在艰难的时候，是在我们生命中帮助我们生忍耐。
And that leads to spiritual maturity.
这也带领我们到属灵的成熟。
It produces character.
可以建造我们的个性。
And it equips us for a life of fruitfulness and victory.
也让装备我们可以在生命中结果子。可以成圣。
So count it all joy when you go through various trials.
所以当你经过艰难的时候，要以为大喜乐。
A second reason we can count it joy is because we can depend on God's wisdom.
那么第二个呢，是我们可以依靠神的智慧。
Verse 5, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you.
第五节，你们中间若有缺少智慧的，应当求那厚赐于众人，也不斥责人的神，主就必赐给他。
Brothers and sisters, in tough times, we need God's wisdom.
所以弟兄姐妹们，在艰难的时候，我们需要神的智慧。
So that we gain God's perspective on our circumstances.
所以我们可以从神的观点来看我们的环境。
Some years ago, quite a few years ago now, I was up in the north of India.
有几年以前我在印度的北边。
And I visited a community of Tibetan weavers. who were producing rugs.
我到那边我去拜访了一个以前从西藏移到那边去的织地毯的人。
And when we first walked into the workshop where they had all of the looms and they were creating these rugs,
so 我到了一个他们的工厂里面，看到他们在准备织这个地毯。
I thought their work was terrible. These were the ugliest rugs I'd ever seen.
我看了也觉得他们这个工作是很不好的，看起来都很简陋。But
then I realized I was looking at the wrong side of the loom.
我后来我发现我是看到那个织的毯子的另外一边。And
when I stepped around to the right side,
当我转到正面的时候,
everything made sense.
看起来都很好。
And I saw a beautiful pattern emerging as they were working these looms.
在他们在那里织的时候，我可以看这一个整个的图案慢慢的表现出来。
Sometimes in life, particularly during the tough times,
尤其是在我们生命中有艰难的时候。
We're looking at the wrong side of our circumstances.
我们有的时候看到我们环境的不好的一边。
And it looks to be a mess.
看起来好像是乱七八糟的。
That's why we need God's wisdom.
那就是为什么我们需要神的智慧。
So we begin to look at life from the right perspective.
所以我们可以从正确的角度来看。
But notice something else here in these verses.
你再注意这句话，还有其他的。
God promises to give His wisdom to those who ask with real faith.
神对那些有真信心的人会赐给他。
In other words, wisdom is given to those who have full confidence in God.
也就是说，神会把他的智慧给那些对神有完全信心的。
And are ready to obey His will.
他们已经准备好要遵守神的旨意。
Sometimes, if you're like me, we want God, won't you tell me what you're going to do here?
有的时候你可能跟我一样，我说神啊，你告诉我你到底要做什么。
I want to keep my options open.
我要希望有选择的余地。
I'm not sure I'm ready to obey you. I kind of want to see where this is going first.
我不知道一定要顺服你，我先看看到底是什么样子。
Then I'll decide if I'm going to follow you or not.
然后我才决定我要不要跟随你。
These verses say that kind of thinking only leads to instability. We're like waves tossed around.
所以那种信心只能带来很不平稳，就像在风吹来吹去的。
But if we have confidence in God,
假如我们对神有信心,
if we're eager to obey His will,
假如我们很渴望地要去顺服神,
ask for His wisdom, He promises to give it to you.
你就求他的智慧, 他答应必定会给你。
Amen?
Amen.
What a great verse for us to memorize and to lay hold of as we go into this new year.
走进这一年，新的一年当中，这是一个多么好的金句，我们应该背下来。
As we read on, we discover yet a third reason why we can have pure joy during the tough times.
我们可以继续看第三个，为什么我们在艰难的时候能够有真信心呢？
The third reason is this: your character is more important than your possessions.
所以这个第三个原因是你的个性比你所拥有的财产要更重要。From
the context, the issue here that they were likely facing was one of financial stress.
从这个上下文看来，好像他们面对的是经济上的灾难。Any
of us ever face financial stress? I know I do.
你们有多少人曾经遇到过经济上的灾难？
And I'm sure I'm not alone.
我知道我有，可是我也不是只有我一个人。But
with real faith, we are able to boast in our real value.
所以在真正的信心可以帮助我们有确实的价，真的价值观。
What is our real value?
我们是什么真的价值？
The world tells us that our value is determined by what we have, our possessions.
这个属世的告诉我们，我们的价值观是我们所拥有的东西。
The world tells us that money brings personal worth.
这世界告诉我们，钱会带来你个人的价值。
And security and influence over others.
然后带给你有安全感，也带给你可以影响别人。
But God says no.
但神说不是的。
Let a person boast in their real value.
所以我们应该靠我们真正的价值来夸口。
Their character.
就是我们的个性。
It's not what I have, it's who I am becoming that really matters.
不是我有什么，而是我变成了什么样的人才那么重要。
Oh, I pray that all of us believe this.
我希望我们都信这一点。
Because the world keeps bombarding us with a different message.
因为这个世界用不同的信息来轰炸我们。
But friends, your character is what really defines who you are, not your possessions. Yes.
我们唯有我们的个性能够证明我们是什么样的人，而不是我们的财产来证明。
If we value character more than comfort, we will be able to face trials as pure joy.
假如我们能够建立住我们的个性，当我们经过艰难的时候，我们就会有大的喜乐。
If we value spiritual maturity more than material possessions,
假如我们重视属灵的成熟超过我们的财产，
we will welcome, we'll embrace the tough times.
我们会欢迎而且会拥抱这一些艰难的时间。
If we value the patient development of character more than immediate gratification,
假如我们在个性中培养有忍耐，而不是什么事情马上就要得到满足的话，
it will produce perseverance in our lives.
这就会在我们生命中产生忍耐。
In tough times,
在艰难的时候，
let real faith lead you to the right priorities and values.
让这个真正的信心帮助你成立正确的前后重要性。
Finally, now in verse 12, we have a fourth reason why we can respond to tough times with pure joy.
到最后在第十二节是另外一个原因，为什么我们能够用真的信心来对付艰难的时候？
Because you will receive a crown of life.
因为你会接受生命的冠冕。
Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him.
忍受试探的人是有福的，因为他经过试验以后必得生命的冠冕，这是主应许给那些爱他之人的。
The word blessed is the Greek word makarios.
所以这个福是一个希腊字。
And it's a word that means truly happy.
那么这个希腊字的意思是真正的幸福。
And so what we learn here is that the path to true happiness is through perseverance.
所以换句话说，能够得到真的幸福的途径是经过，是要有训练，经过艰难。
But this verse uses another very important word.
但这句话还有另外一个重要的字。
It's the word love.
就是爱。
We would expect it to read here at the end of verse 12.
在这个十二节结束的时候，
that the crown of life is promised to those who persevere.
我们这里没有说那个生命的冠冕是给那一些有忍耐的。
We would expect it to say that the crown of life is promised to those who trust God or obey God.
我们希望说这个生命的冠冕是给那些信靠神的人。
But the emphasis here is on love. It's promised to those who love the Lord.
所以这里的强调是爱，那么这个应许也是给那些爱神的人。
Why is that?
为什么？
Because love is the motivation behind all of the reasons that we've considered this afternoon.
因为爱就是我们今天下午所讨论一切的基础跟动机。
We can count the tough times as pure joy because we love Jesus Christ.
我们可以把这个艰难困难认为是大喜乐，因为我们爱耶稣。
We ask for wisdom because our love for Christ motivates us to persevere.
我们要请求，要求神的智慧，因为爱让我们生忍耐。
And finally,
最后
we let real faith lead us to the right priorities and values.
我们让真的信心带领我们决定正确的前后关系，重要关系。
Because we love Christ more than we love this world.
因为我们爱耶稣胜过我们爱这个世界。
Brothers and sisters,
这弟兄姐妹们，
men and women,
男人跟女人，
boys and girls,
小孩子，男孩子女孩子，
this word is for all of us.
这个句话是给我们每一个人的。
If you love Jesus Christ,
假如你爱耶稣基督，
and in that love you persevere,
在那个爱里面你有忍耐，
then in the end you will receive the crown of life.
这样你就会得到生命的冠冕。
You'll cross the finish line,
你就会经过终点，
and be crowned with true and eternal life.
你可以带了一个真的永生的生命。
Amen.
Amen.
You see, things aren't always what they appear.
所以事情不像我们想象中的。
And we can embrace the tough times with pure joy.
我们可以面对了艰难有大喜乐。
Because we know that trials now lead to maturity.
我们知道忍耐会带我们属灵的成熟。
We know that we can depend on God's wisdom to give us the right perspective.
我们知道我们可以靠神的智慧，他让我们有正确的看法。
We value character more than possessions.
我们重视个性，远重过我们的财产。
And we will be rewarded one day with the crown of life.
所以有一天我们必得到生命的冠冕。
Friends, it's our love for Christ, not the things of this world.
So, 大家知道是我们对基督的爱，而不是这个世界上的财产。
That leads to blessing and true happiness.
可以带领我们到真正的福气。
And that's my wish for you in this new year, this new American New Year.
所以我在这个美国的新年的时候，我祝福大家。
And the new Chinese New Year.
我们还有一个新的中国的新年。
My prayer is that you'll discover this true happiness.
我是希望你们今天能够发现什么是真的幸福。
As you persevere in your love for Jesus Christ.
在你的忍耐对耶稣的爱里面。
May God add His blessing to the preaching of His word.
但愿神祝福今天的讲道。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.